Because we have the incredible schus this week to read Parshas Vayeshev. Torah tells us about the difficult and tumultuous relationship between Yosef and his brothers, his subsequent sail down to Egypt, his rise and fall in Egypt, as well as all the other difficulties endured by Yaakov Avinu during Yosef's absence, other aspects of familial drama which unfold. But I want to draw your attention. It's really the opening pasuk of the parsha. So I should say not the opening pasuk of the parsha. But the pasuk says, Ela toldos Yaakov, Yosef ben Shiva Esrei Shana. So the pasuk says, these are the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old. And ultimately, again, he was involved with his brothers. So the Mefarshim point out, what's the notion, what's the meaning of this phrase, Ela toldos Yaakov Yosef? These are the generations, or this is the offspring of Yaakov Yosef. Obviously, Yaakov Avinu has 12 sons and a daughter. Yaakov Avinu has 12 sons, Baruch Hashem, he has incredible offspring. Yaakov Avinu, remember, is unique in that, as opposed to Avram and Yitzchak, who had two sons, only one of whom continued the Abrahamic tradition, and the other kind of went away. Yaakov Avinu is zocha that all 12 of his sons continue in the Abrahamic way, continue in the ideals of monotheism. And Yaakov Avinu especially has 12 sons that really go on to found what becomes Klal Yisrael. So what's the meaning of the phrase, Ela toldos Yaakov Yosef? Generations of Yaakov are Yosef. So Rashi HaKadosh has his interpretation that ultimately, again, so much of Yaakov Avinu's life was dedicated towards Yosef. Yosef, who was the firstborn of Rachel. Rachel, who was the desired wife of Yosef, of Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu saw so much of himself in Yosef, so much of what he wanted in life out of Yosef. Rashi also comments that many of the events that happened to Yaakov Avinu also happened to Yosef. So there was much of Yaakov's life that was intertwined in Yosef. But there's a beautiful insight by the great tzaddik, Rav Menachem Mendel of Riminov. And the Rebbe says that, and we speak about this all the time, that the beauty of our Torah is this idea that every pasuk has multiple levels of meaning. So for example, you take a pasuk like this, Ela toldos Yaakov Yosef, and of course there's the level of meaning of just telling us the storyline, telling us about the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef, setting the table ultimately again for that unique relationship, which of course manifests in Yaakov Avinu giving Yosef the ksonas pasim, the extra coat. But in Chassidus we know that every pasuk also has a deeper meaning, beyond the storyline, beyond the narrative, beyond the particular legal reality or moral ethical lesson that is being expressed. Every single pasuk teaches us an incredible life lesson as well. So what's the life lesson here? And says the great tzaddik of Riminov the following idea. Adam Yisrael, eno tzarech lehistapek b'ma shekvar hisig, elo tzarech lishof v'la'alos malo malo. So the Rebbe says so beautifully that in life, one can never simply be content with what they have acquired in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of spirituality. Rather, a person should always be pushing themselves. A person should always be growing. A person should always be expanding their spiritual horizons in an effort to amass greater holiness, greater kiddusha, greater spirituality. So he says, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Ela toldos Yaakov. Yaakov, says the Rebbe, refers to the Jew. What's the Jew? The Jew is Yaakov, right? What's the toldos? What is the greatest offspring? What's the greatest accomplishment that any of us could point to over the course of our lives? It says the Rebbe, Ela toldos Yaakov, the greatest offspring, the greatest thing you produce in this world, the greatest accomplishment is Yosef. Yosef says toldosim shel tzadikim meisim tovim umeisim atovim shel Yaakov Yosef lehosif lishof lehosif lalos. What does Yosef mean? Yosef means to add. Yosef means to increase. In fact, again, when Rachel Imenu has Yosef, she names him Yosef because what does she say? Yosef Hashem li ben acher. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me an additional son. Such a strange way to name a child. Right? You have a child, Baruch Hashem. God should give me another. Okay, what about this one? The name Yosef represents not being content with where you are or what you are, but having an insatiable thirst and hunger and want and desire to be more. That's Yosef, to add and to add and to add. And therefore says the Rebbe so beautifully, Eile toldos Yaakov. What is the greatest told of Yaakov? We're Yaakov, the Jew. What's the greatest offspring? What's the greatest thing that I create? What's the greatest accomplishment that I can amass in this world? Yosef. To be the kind of person who is always seeking to add on. To be the kind of person who is always seeking to grow. To be the kind of person who is never content with where they are, but always wants more. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Eile toldos Yaakov Yosef. I want to live a life of perpetual growth. I want to live a life of perpetual spiritual expansion. I want to do more. I want to accomplish more. I want to be more. Amazingly enough, we know that the halacha by Hilchos Chanukah in Masechet Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So the Gemara records a machlokas the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about how you go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So Beis Hillel says, Yom Rishon Madlik Achos. On the first day you light one candle, Mikan Ve'ilich Mosif Vaholich. From this point forward, you add on Mosif Vaholich. Beis Hillel is not just teaching us a din ultimately in Chanukah, but Beis Hillel is teaching us a din in life. Yom Rishon, you have to start somewhere. And on your first day, Madlik Achos, just light something, just kindle something, just create some light. Mikan Ve'ilich doesn't just mean the 8 days of Chanukah. Mikan Ve'ilich means the rest of your life. Mosif Vaholich. And this is the Lashon encapsulated in Shulchan Aruch also. Mosif Vaholich. Life is all about start somewhere, Madlik Achos, Mikan Ve'ilich, from this day forward, Mosif Vaholich. You have to add on more light. You have to add on more Kedusha. Eile toldos Yaakov, these are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef, the Jew. We, Yaakov, have to have an insatiable thirst for growth. Today has to be better than yesterday. And today, and tomorrow has to be better than today. How we measure that better, how we ultimately again carry through on our Yosef, that's a personal decision that each of us has to make. But at the end of the day, Eile toldos Yaakov, your greatest accomplishment in life is not going to be the letters before your name, the letters after your name, any titles that anyone goes ahead and confers upon you. Your greatest accomplishment in life will not be anything you own or anything you can amass. Your greatest accomplishment in life as a Yaakov is to be a Yosef, is to be the kind of person who is constantly adding, to be a Jew who lives Chanukah all year around. Yom Rishon Madlik Achos, begin by lighting something, Mikan Ve'ilich Mosif Vaholich. From that day forward, add a little bit of light each and every day. But how do we do this? How do we become the type of Yaakov that ultimately wants to live a life of Yosef? Shall I share with you something amazing? The very answer to this question is contained in the Pasuk. Because the end of the Pasuk says, V'hu nar es b'nei bilha v'es b'nei zilpa. Ultimately, again, the Torah calls Yosef a nar. Yosef was a nar. Now, Rashi HaKadosh understands that it calls him a nar in a little bit of a disparaging way. That he was childish. He was childish. Rashi says he was occupied with childish things, which Rashi understands to be part of the narrative as to why Yosef was so clueless about how his dreams were having a negative effect on his brothers. But I'll share with you an incredible idea by the Karlin Rebbe. The Karlin Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron of Karlin, says no. V'hu na'ar is ultimately, again, not a disparaging statement, but it's an incredible compliment. Rashi says, Yosef hayo tamid bebechinas nar. Yosef was always youthful. As we say, I was a lad and then I got old. What does that pasuk mean? Nar hayisi gam kishezakanti. I remained a nar even when I got old. What does that mean? You know, the beauty of being a nar is hopeful optimism, youthful optimism. When you're young, you believe that you can be anything. When you're young, you believe you can do anything. But then what happens? As we get a little bit older in life, we begin to lose faith in ourselves. As we get a little bit older in life, we forget that we could actually be anything we want to be. I don't mean that I could be a professional basketball player or an astronaut. I mean in a ruchni sense, in a spiritual sense, I could be as holy as I want to be. I mean, could be an astronaut and a football player also if you want to, but maybe once you get a little bit older, those dreams might be out of reach. But in a ruchni level, I could be whatever I want. I could be whatever I want. I want to be a tzaddik, I could be a tzaddik. I want to be a rasha, chas v'shalom, I could be a rasha. Na'ar ayisi v'gam zakanti, says the Karlila Rebbe, means, and we say this every single day in benching, na'ar ayisi gam zakanti, I was a na'ar, I remained a na'ar, even when I became biologically old. Even when I got old, I maintained my na'ar disposition. I maintained my youthful hope and optimism. Even when I got old, you know, as you get older, you miss out on opportunities. As you get older, you make mistakes. But despite all of that, even when zakanti, nar hayisi, I remained with my youthful optimism. And says the Karlina Rebbe, you want to know the strength of Yosef? Vahu nar. Yosef's greatest strength was his ability to maintain optimism and hope, even in this face of incredibly difficult circumstances. Even when life was difficult and Yosef had to undergo incredible tragedy and trauma, vahu nar. He never lost his youthful optimism. He never lost the ability to believe in himself. No matter what happened in life, Yosef always said, I can be great. I will be great. I will overcome these circumstances. And I think if we bring this all together, the Torah Kedoshah is telling us such an incredible idea. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. The greatest accomplishment of a Yaakov is to be a Yosef. A person who is constantly expanding his spiritual horizons, a person who's constantly growing, a person who's constantly becoming something greater. As Beis Hillel teaches us, B'yom Rishon Madlik Achos, on the first day you light one candle, Mikan Ve'elich Mosif V'holich. Every single day has to be filled with growth. Every single day I have to be a Yosef. But how do I live a life of being a Yosef? How do I become the kind of person who has that insatiable thirst, unquenchable thirst for growth? Vahu na'ar. To make sure that we continue to believe in ourselves. To be a na'ar. Ganar hayisi gam zakanti. That no matter how old we are, we still have our youthful optimism. We still have a sense of hope. We still believe in ourselves. I believe that I can be great. I believe that I can be a tzaddik. I believe that I could be a gadol. I don't have to be the gadol hadar, but I believe that I could be someone great for myself, for my mishpacha, for my community, for Klal Yisrael. I believe in myself. I have maintained that youthful optimism and hope, even as I've gotten old and suffered through the difficulties and challenges of life. If I maintain my status as a nar, gam kishazakanti, even when I get older, then I could be Eila Toldus Yaakov Yosef. If I continue to believe in myself, then I could add additional light every day. I could add additional holiness every day, and who knows what I can become. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, a lichtige Chanukah, and a mir tzashem, may we be zocha to add Kiddusha and to add light into our lives each and every day.